If you watched the Super Bowl on Sunday, you probably saw an ad for cryptocurrency. They were playing all night. In this one, comedian Larry David scoffs at world-changing inventions like the wheel and the light bulb, and then is pitched on the cryptocurrency exchange FTX.
It's a safe and easy way to get into crypto.
Yeah, I don't think so. And I'm never wrong about this stuff. Never.
Even as they're trying to win over new customers, crypto companies are starting to get serious scrutiny from regulators. Benjamin Pimentel covers the industry for the tech news publication Protocol. Welcome.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
First of all, let's talk about some of these ads for a moment. The site Coinbase said they got more than 20 million hits on their website in 1 minute after an ad that just showed a QR code bouncing around the screen like an old computer screensaver. What do you think? Was all that hype a sign that crypto is going mainstream?
The dot-com era had the dot-com bowl in the, I think, Super Bowl 2000. So this has been called the crypto bowl, which, yes, definitely, it underlines the way crypto has penetrated the mainstream.
That dot-com bowl?
Yeah.
All those companies went bankrupt afterwards.
You know, pets.com and Webvan, those companies.
Yeah. Well, all that attention at the Super Bowl, but isn't it true that as cryptocurrencies become more popular, they are still essentially unregulated?
Yes, and that's the sort of the big issue facing the industry. There have been a number of skirmishes through the years, but it escalated last year. And this year, it's expected that there will be even more scrutiny, more questions that would highlight the need for regulation of this industry.
And there was one of them just recently. BlockFi,
yes,
just agreed to pay $100 million in fines after the SEC, I believe, said one of its products, lending products, was illegal. Tell me about that one and what it means to you.
Right. So BlockFi is a site where you can buy, sell, and also do things that a regular bank does with your digital assets, with your cryptocurrencies. It's almost like a savings account. And they promise really good returns. But the SEC has said you need to register that because it's essentially an investment contract, which means you have to disclose a lot of information related to it. And that's something that they didn't do. And so the SEC said you have to pay these fines, and other states will also be paid. This is sort of one of the biggest actions so far under Gary Gensler, who's the SEC chairman. And people I've talked to say, yeah, this is sort of the start of the regulation era for this industry.
How does the industry feel about that? Are they welcoming it?
Yeah, the strange thing is BlockFi's statement actually was upbeat about it, saying, yeah, this shows that we want to work with regulators and that we want to follow the rules. Analysts I've talked to have said, well, it's spin, definitely. It's a way to highlight the positive side of this story. But most in the industry are saying, well, this is the first big move of the SEC under Gensler, and there's more to come.
So on the one hand, you say that regulation for cryptocurrencies is here. On the other hand, you have well-known celebrities starring in ads for these companies, which apparently have a ton of money because they're advertising during the Super Bowl. They've got a ton of attention. And yet, I'm going to bet that the average user doesn't actually understand how this industry really works. And I wonder if you think the same goes for the regulators or the lawmakers who are trying to keep an eye on it.
That's true to some extent. What's interesting is, I mentioned Gary Gensler, who's the chair of the SEC. When he was appointed and confirmed last year, there was a lot of upbeat and positive comments related to him taking over because he is actually considered an expert on blockchain and crypto. He taught a class at MIT on this. And so there was a lot of expectation that finally, here's a guy who understands the industry. He has a certain point of view related to crypto that is more cautious in terms of the risks involved and more in line with traditional regulation when it comes to financial products. For Gensler and other regulators, if you're going to be handling people's money or if you're going to be messing around with people's finances, you have to be disclosing a lot of information. And that's not a view that's shared by others in the industry where blockchain is supposed to be decentralized. It's supposed to represent freer movement of funds and investments. And so this is where a lot of the questions are going to emerge in the coming years, or coming months even.
Mm. You're talking about one person, essentially, the SEC chairman. I'm thinking
yes.
about you know, what we saw with social media when lawmakers really didn't understand what they were talking about. It was apparent in the early days of social media as they were trying to figure out how to regulate it or write laws to keep track of it. Do you see any challenges there on this front?
Definitely. I just did an interview with Congressman Don Beyer, who actually has proposed one of the most comprehensive regulatory bills for crypto. And he said that's a problem because a lot of people in Congress and the Senate are not familiar, or for them, it's really still a fuzzy technology, but one that's really rapidly growing and being embraced by a lot of people, especially young people and also those who have the capability to invest in these assets.
Benjamin Pimentel covers crypto for the publication Protocol. Thank you so much.
Thank you.